Good to have J.F. Harris in studio. Did we talk last time you were here, J.F., did we talk about why it's J.F.?
Maybe. Okay. I think so.
It's, why?
It's James Francis Harris is the full name. James Francis Harris Jr. And really, it's James Francis James Francis Patrick Aloysius Harris.
Aloysius.
I know.
I have a friend whose son's middle name is Aloysius.
Yeah.
Matthew Aloysius.
Yeah, he got beat up a lot too.
He still does, yeah.
Is that a confirmation thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. If you're Catholic, you get another name?
Yeah.
Your confirmation name.
And growing up, my grandfather used to call me James Francis Patrick Aloysius, my best pal.
That's cute.
Yeah, so when I made my confirmation, which wouldn't have happened if my aunt didn't work at a Catholic school, they had to pull some strings to get me through.
To get you on the team.
Yeah, to get me on the team.
You're right, that was tough. If you didn't go to Catholic school, to actually get confirmed was an effort.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I went to New York City public school, and they were like, I don't know if we can trust this kid here.
Mm-hmm.
And so I took Patrick Aloysius as like ode to my grandfather.
Oh, well, that was nice.
See, yeah, that's good. You just tugged at the heartstrings.
Yeah.
And that's always, that's good to do that.
Now we like you.
Yeah.
Well, now people listening are going to go, let's go see that sweet Catholic boy perform comedy.
Will they be shocked?
What's up?
If they think you're the nice Catholic boy and they go see your show.
A little bit.
I know, I've seen your videos.
Yeah. So I like the tattoos. What's the tattoo?
Oh, thanks. I got a Staten Island Ferry on my left arm.
Awesome.
A little hometown pride because I'm from Staten Island, New York. Though you wouldn't tell by looking at me because I don't have a lot of chest hair and gold chains going on.
Or accent. You don't have that.
Yeah. Well,
Staten Island.
Yeah. I left home when I was 18. I left Staten Island and I went moved upstate New York for a year. Then I moved abroad for a year. I lived in London for a year.
That's
and
cool.
And then, yeah, I was a 20-year-old drunk. I got a job working in a bar when I was 19.
There you go.
Because I wanted to have fun with my life. And and then I ended
before
up,
you buckled down into the life of comedy.
Comedy, yeah. The very serious life of comedy. And then I moved, took all the money I made bartending at 19, moved to London. Then I moved to Chicago, and I lived in Chicago for 4 years, and that's where I started comedy.
Okay, and then out to L.A. now.
Yeah, and then after Chicago, back to New York for a little bit. That's where I started stand-up, and then I couldn't afford to live there anymore.
Right.
I got a divorce, lived on the road for a year and a half.
On the road?
Yeah.
What do you mean on the road?
Did you have an RV?
No, I lived out of a book bag. It was my little studio apartment.
And then,
yeah, and just work every weekend at a club. You'd stay in the city an extra 3 days, then you fly to the next town.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's a great way to get to know cities all over the country.
For sure. The best. I've been to almost every city in this. By the way, and I'm not just saying this because I'm on the radio in Milwaukee. Milwaukee is one of the coolest cities.
I agree.
Like, I have a new girlfriend. We've been dating 2.5 years. We started dating here. Like, I flew her out to Milwaukee.
Really?
We spent a weekend in Milwaukee, and that was the weekend where we were like, all right, I think we're going to be a couple. It was amazing.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah, the Paris of the Midwest.
Oh, my God. I use that every week.
Do you really?
I use that every week. I do movie interviews, and they say, where are you from? I say Milwaukee, and they just stare at me, and I say, you know, the Paris of the Midwest?
It's so
is. Yeah.
I'm not even joking. I tell people that all the time around the country. I'm like, you got to go. Because, like, that waterfront and where that Colectivo coffee is right on the water, that's, like, one of the most romantic walks you can take with a lady.
Right.
Like, and especially if you're not from this town, all the buildings are old and beautiful.
Yeah,
it feels romantic. There's cobblestone streets.
Right.
See, it worked for you, but it just didn't work for Gino.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah. He's been using that line,
when
but he
I
just
say
can't
that,
get it
they
to
just
sell.
Look at me. Richard Gergo, oh, the City of Lights? I said, yes, that's us.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You even got the cheese thing going on here.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a good point.
And we're so nice.
Yeah. Exactly, just like the French, you're very nice.
Oh, yeah,
just like the French.
So you've got a new lady in your life.
I do. Yeah, we've been together 2.5 years
That's
now.
That's awesome.
We've been living together for a year. She came with cats.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's
like how
fun.
Many cats? Like 2, 6?
No. Yeah, that would be. I would be dead. I'm allergic to cats, and that's how much you know you like love a person that
it
you're like,
be.
All right, I'll just be miserable all the time for you.
Well, and it goes to show how much she loves you.
Yeah, yeah. What are those cats she's had for
I'm
17
joking,
years? Isn't that crazy?
17
yeah.
years.
Yeah, that's a long
We've
time.
We've only got a couple more years to go, then. You'll be
oh,
all right.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We're on the tail end of that cat. She's dropped like $3,000 into that cat in the past few years. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. If it was me, new cat.
Yeah.
They have pet insurance now.
Yeah, I know.
It's crazy.
I know. And she doesn't have it. And every time I'm like, you know, for $12 a month, it's like one of those African kids. You just a little bit of money, you keep it alive.
Let me ask you a question, though. You've become attached to the cats, haven't you?
Oh, I love them.
See?
So much.
Mm-hmm. See, you're allergic, and you didn't have any, and now you have them.
And I love.
And well, you love
the old 17-year-old one. I like. She's fine. But the other one is great. His name's Professor. Professor Michael Brunlieb is his full name. I didn't name this cat. Once again, this cat had a name way before I knew this cat. Mm-hmm. I call him Bubba because he's just a big fat cat. But he kind of looks like a crazy homeless person. Mm-hmm. He's got like a big long beard. He kind of looks like a Santa who got fired for drinking too much.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. his kind of vibe. And he was a real jerk when I met him. Like, he wouldn't let anybody touch him. And now people, like, will touch him. He pets him. He walks up to people. Like, I changed that cat.
Wow.
I'm very proud of this.
Right.
And, like, we don't even speak the same language. So I changed him through my actions and disposition. I'm very proud of it.
That's very good. Yeah. Now, do you have to take medication to be around the cat? Just because if you're allergic.
Yeah, I do. I literally stockpiled with Zyrtec. And I take, like, a Zyrtec every day.
I think he might take some anxiety medicine, too. Just
yeah.
From what I'm picking up here.
That's the coffee.
That's what that is. So you live in LA versus New York, where you grew up.
Oh, it's way better. Because you can't afford to live in New York anymore as a person. Like, it's insane. Like, tourists would come up to me in New York after shows, and they'd be like, what Broadway plays should I see? And I'd be like, I have no clue.
Mm-hmm.
I can't afford to do these things.
Right.
And they'd be like, how do you not take advantage of all this culture? And it's like, I got to do things like buy food and pay rent.
Right.
Like, you live in St. Louis, where it costs $25 to buy a house.
Yeah. Right.
Comparatively speaking.
Yeah. 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 Right now, I'm just trying to lease a muffin.
Just for a little bit.
Yeah. It's ridiculous how expensive New York has gotten. It also doesn't feel like New York anymore.
What do you mean?
There's just no New York people. Like, growing up, everyone's a New York guy. Like, my dad was a fireman. My grandfather was a steel worker. I grew up around, like, New York guys. And I'm not a tough guy by any... I got a heart tattoo on my arm.
Yeah. And you have cats.
And I have cats. Yeah. I don't walk around in a tank top doing bicep curls all day.
Worst way's the gun show. Yeah, but there's no New York people anymore, huh?
I feel... No. It's none of it. And New York has gotten... It's very expensive and soft, which are the two worst things.
Like, yeah,
but it's still cutthroat, you know. Someone will kick you down a flight of stairs.
Well, and
but that's to get a Whole Food avocado on sale.
Yeah.